Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome once more to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. For today's top story from a previous issue of the Bugle, we're going back to January 2019. Brexit was ensuring we all had a suitably happy new year. Nish Kumar and Alice Fraser were with me for issue 4094, entitled Weekend at Bernie's.
Top story this week. Oh, any guesses? Any guesses, being as we are in Britain at the moment? Well, it's been another dramatic week for Brexit Britain, in which not only have we discovered, interestingly, that not only does God routinely save the Queen, thanks to our national theme song, but apparently, as evidenced by yesterday's dramatic car accident, she also has transferable save credits that she can cash in on her current boy whenever the need arises. But also, it was a record defeat for the government as our divinely elected incompetocracy continued to fumble our way towards the Brexit trapdoor of joyous freedom. Theresa May leading Britain through our uniquely British DIY quagmire with the sure-handed assurance of a haddock on a quad bike. Incidentally, that is set to replace the Union Jack as the flag of the UK once we're free to make our own decisions as a country again, rather than sticking with the old shitting triangles of rectangle shit foisted on us by history. What was I talking about? Theresa May's painstakingly negotiated deal with the EU was voted down by 430 to 200, basically. Or in simpler terms, it was vomited back into her face like a baby bird with a profound allergy to worms. Nish is our official Britain going down the pan correspondent. How have you enjoyed this week's
episode? Well, it's difficult to summarise because, like the first two Star Wars prequels, absolutely everything has happened and yet somehow absolutely nothing has happened. Because if you think about it, we pretty much are where we were at the start of play, even though we have lived through one of the most momentous weeks in British democratic history. Theresa May's Brexit deal was rejected by 230 votes. Jeremy Corbyn then responded by tabling a vote of no confidence. Theresa May then won that no confidence vote by 325 to 306 votes. So the government can't pass the most important piece of legislation it needs to pass, and it also can't be removed. Now, I don't know how familiar you two are with the cinematic masterpiece Weekend of Bernice.
No, not massively.
Okay, it's essentially the story, and I believe it's a sort of Brechtian drama, about two insurance company employees who pretend that their boss, who has died, is not dead, and prop his body up for the duration of a weekend-long party at his beach house. Our government is now Bernie from Weekend of Bernie's. It's essentially dead, but it's being propped up and trotted out because of the self-interest of a pack of absolute chancers.
I was trying to watch some Brexit stuff to get some information for this segment, and it's just phenomenal. The more I hear about Brexit, the less I want to hear about Brexit. It's like everything that needs to be said has been said, and people have carefully listened to the things that confirmed their initial attitude and ignored the rest. It's like watching a gang of toddlers high on red food colouring screaming angry secrets into one another's mouths. You know, they say if you don't laugh, you'll cry, which is bullshit because I spend most of my time neither laughing nor crying. Actually, there are a range of other emotional options, and I think maybe delicately balanced on the razor edge of apathetic rage staring into a grey future of furiously uninformed vitriol is the most appropriate emotional response to this situation.
The original vote, as you will recall, was delayed in December. And it turns out that delay was crucial because it allowed absolutely fuck all to happen, apart from 5 more weeks to pass. The clever strategy being, well, if you hate it now, then one of two things will have happened. In 5 weeks' time, you'll have either have fallen head over heels in love with it, I may refer you now to a different cinematic masterpiece, Crocodile Dundee, with him and that pretty journalist. Who'd have thought they'd have got it on, the way that film began?
Interesting Australia fact. Right. The whole of the Crocodile Dundee movie is actually our national anthem. You haven't lived until you've seen a stadium full of people going, that's not enough.
Also, we're now 5 weeks closer to Brexit Day.
Yeah.
And nothing more has happened. So that means that, essentially, we've jumped out of the aeroplane and, you know, if someone has offered you, by way of a parachute, a large fajita, you would initially reject it. But if you are then 40% closer to the moment of impact, you're going to fucking try anything, aren't you?
Oh, God. Yeah, Andy, except a fajita is far too ethnic a food to be a perfect Brexit analogy. It's more just a flat piece of bread or some sort of Eccles cake. Yeah, it's a terrible state of affairs.
I think the Eccles cake would give you quite a good cushioning on landing, actually.
Do you think so?
From a free fall.
No, of course he doesn't think so. He never says anything he thinks. Have you not met this man?
Yes, we're ticking closer to a no deal. Now, at the moment, Jeremy Corbyn is trying to continue his negotiations by refusing to negotiate, which is an interesting strategy, because he's insisting that Theresa May take the option of no deal off the table before he even begins negotiations. She's refusing to do that. So, again, nothing is really happening. And all that's happening is that we're getting closer to a no deal Brexit, which this week, Jacob Rees-Mogg, a man who is, I believe, under investigation by Hercule Poirot, claimed would not be the end of the world, which is really not ideal. That's not what you want. That at a basic level,
you've got to set the bar slightly higher
than not the end of all life on Earth. Yeah. Jacob Rees-Mogg also, by the way, he was one of the group of hard Brexiters who didn't vote for Theresa May's deal and then celebrated his victory as only a man of the people can by having a champagne reception at his 5-bedroom mansion round the corner from Westminster Palace. What a guy. What a guy. But we're now lurching closer to a no-deal Brexit. Now, that could mean queues at Dover, shortages of food and medication. And the one thing we keep being told is, don't worry, we'll survive it because we survived the Second World War. Now, a couple of problems with that. Firstly, statistically untrue. Secondly, at the time we were able to pull resources from our extensive empire. From what I can tell, our empire now consists of Gibraltar and the British Museum. So, I mean, we're all going to have to develop a taste for ancient Egyptian artifacts. And also, the most important element of that sentence is we did not survive the Second World War. They very much survived the Second World War. Very important pronoun use. We are not capable of surviving anything. I don't remember watching that stupid f***ing Churchill movie and seeing a kid in the back playing Candy Crush on his iPhone. We could not survive a bunch of drones flying over Gatwick Airport.
I mean, us having to eat the contents of the British Museum brings new meaning to the phrase yummy mummy.
As you said, there's a lot of worries about what may happen in the event of what's called a hard Brexit. I believe the technical term is a f***ing incompetent Brexit.
I should have said Tutankhamun num 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 num. Sorry, continue.
I feel like we might have lost Alice for the rest of the podcast.
Could medicines run out? Well, yes, but who needs health when you have an indefinable sense of national freedom? Could the NHS be understaffed? Oh, just look it up on the internet. medical research funding could be cut. Well, I mean, have you been to a pharmacist lately? There's loads of medicines as it is. Besides, what's wrong with a bit of British trial and error? It's what built Stonehenge. It didn't really work, Stonehenge, as a multi-storey ox park, but still. What happens? This is one of the very grave concerns about what may happen if there is a no-deal Brexit. What happens if Boris Johnson doesn't f*** off? Which is looking increasingly likely. He today denied ever making remarks about Turkey during the build-up to the referendum, only to be contradicted by facts and a letter that he'd written to the Itch Finder General Michael Gove and David F. Cameron, as he's now officially known.
Are you sure it's not David F.C. Cameron? I think there might be a C in there, Andy.
Right. What if we are left alone with ourselves? This is the most important question, I think. What if we are left alone with ourselves to mull over exactly what we've become as a nation and the withered husk that remains after we've flogged off every public asset apart from the Queen's corgis and then blamed it all on Brussels? That does not bear thinking about. There are no medicines and no food I can cope with. Being left alone with ourselves to shove a mirror up our own arse.
In a way, it will be fitting if we're left with not enough medication and people just have to take an entirely irrelevant medicine for whatever condition they're suffering from. Because in a sense, the whole of Brexit is a kind of misdiagnosis. Because like, there are a lot of problems in this country. Massive inequality, people living below the poverty line, people using food banks. And that was a problem. But Brexit was not the cure. And the entire Brexit process is essentially prescribing someone with a headache to have their foot cut off. Because now you've not solved the original problem, and he's got a f*** of a lot more on his plate than he had when he started.
Thermometer to the soul of the British populace, Boy George, tweeted in response to these Brexit debates, "I'm moving to Scotland," to a generally welcoming response from Scottish Twitter. But a spokesman for Boy George has clarified he was joking.
Also, most concerningly, a spokesman for Britain has clarified that Scotland is still in Britain.
The European reaction has essentially been, qu'est-ce que le f**k?
That was the name of my French textbook when I did GCSE.
The second referendum still doesn't seem to be gaining as much traction as you might think it would.
Yeah. Because there seems to be an argument that if you have a second referendum, that there'll be sort of fascist violence in the street. I mean, now, two problems with that. Firstly, there already is fascist violence in the street. We've already had an MP be murdered by one of them, and a couple of them have been threatening anti-Brexit and left-wing campaigners in the last couple of weeks. But also, I really don't think the solution to fascists is to give in to them. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure Winston Churchill didn't say, "We will give in on the beaches." "We will concede ground where possible on the beaches."
Thank you once again for listening. If you are sick of politics, A, I don't blame you, and B, go and listen to The Gargle Now, the glossy magazine sister publication of The Bugle, hosted by Alice Fraser, giving you all the news and none of the politics.
Cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.